For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So let's stand and worship as we sing the opening hymn, Once in Royal David's City. Let's join together in prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that as we come before you, O God, this morning, that we do so in the name of Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, about which we have been singing so very long ago. We thank you, Father, for that birth to the Virgin Mary. We thank you that the child that we remember his birth today was the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. We thank you that as he grew, he proved himself to be all of these things. We thank you that as he ascended into heaven, he went to sit at your right hand. And we thank you that today he is governing from heaven, and that one day he shall return from that place. And we thank you that in that day he will come to renew the earth and to bring in the new heaven and the new earth. And we thank you for the prospect of that, that this Savior born in Bethlehem is the Lord of glory, the Lord of the universe, the Lord of history. And our Father, as we come today just to reflect upon these things, we pray that you would give us, Lord, even in this service, a sense of wonder and a sense of mystery and a sense of worship. That, Father, these things that we remember today are just from heaven, that these are from God, that we would just not see presents and trees and crackers and food and friends and family, good though these things are, but that, Lord, we would see Jesus, the one who came to save us from our sins, the one who came to give us a new way to live, the one who came to be our righteousness, our wisdom, our sanctification, our glorification. Father, we just ask now that as we come into this service and as we worship you together, that, Lord, you will meet with us in power and help us, Heavenly Father, to sense, Lord God, in this service that you are here, that Jesus is here, and that where two or three meet together in his name, he is there with them. So, Father, hear us, we pray, as we just commit ourselves into your hands, praying, Father, that you will be amongst us, that we would meet with you. And, Father, we pray that you will do us good and that we, Father, would be caught up in the wonder of what Jesus Christ has done. For we pray in his name. Amen. Let's read together from the New Testament at this point in the service. I'm going to read from Luke's Gospel. Luke chapter 2, we'll read from verse 1. Just before I read this portion of Scripture, just two announcements. Just to say that after the service this morning, there's a retiring offering, and that's going towards the work of the Presbyterian Orphan Society. So that there'll be plates, I think, at the doors on the way out. So that's where that will be going. And thank you for what you give to that. And then also just to say, don't forget Sunday morning worship, half 11 here in First of Hockle, and the Reverend Desmond Knowles will be conducting the service this coming Lord's Day. So Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 1, this is the word of God. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Amen. And we thank God for the reading of his word. Well, let's sing about that baby in the manger as we sing the carol Away in a Manger. The boys and girls, but I'm going to speak to the adults as well, so don't be switching off, adults, okay? So if the boys and girls want to come up to the front, and we'll have a little chat together, so come on ahead and I'll meet you here. See some toys already coming down to the front. Hands up if anybody got new toys. Okay, everyone's hands up. Nearly everyone's hands up. Anyone get any exciting toys? What'd you get?
Babies.
Babies? For a doll? Yes, okay. Anybody else? Power Rangers? A pair of Ranger robots? Okay, yeah. Yes. Yes?
A spider.
A spider? Is this the spider? Does it do anything? Does it go? It goes along the ground, does it? Does it make a noise? Let me hear the noise. Play the noise into that so that everybody can hear. Put it up to the microphone. So now you know if you see a spider, it came from up here.
A baby?
A baby doll? Okay. What's it called?
I don't have a name.
You haven't got a name yet. Okay. Here's a what's this?
A doll.
A doll? Is that a minion?
No.
What is it?
A fleecy doll.
A fleecy doll. Okay. Yes.
A transformer.
A transformer.
And it changes into a helicopter.
It changes it. Let me see the helicopter. Goes from a robot into a helicopter. Oh. Keep trying.
Stop pressing the button.
Stop pressing the button.
There.
There you go. Very good. Anything else anybody get? Yes? A tablet. Okay. Is that for a sore head? You like that one? What sort of a tablet? A fire tablet. Yep. I've got one of those as well. Really good. Yep. A walkie-talkie. So you need two people. Yep. You need two people to play with those. Anything else, Hannah? You made that? You made it this morning? So you've been up early? What? You don't know what time? Yeah, Joseph? A what? A DS. Okay. A 3DS. Okay. Get it right. Okay. So, what time? Anyone up early? What time? Anybody know what time?
Seven.
That was late, wasn't it? I think that was late. People are up. Anybody up earlier than seven? What time are you up at? Eight. Okay. You like that one as well? Well, I've got a present with me this morning, okay, that hasn't been opened yet, okay? And you can see here, it's a box. It's a gold box, and it's wrapped in silver. It's got a silver bow around it, and it's, you like that one as well? So, we've got a present in a box, okay? And there are some letters around the box to give you a clue what might be inside. What's that letter, S? What might it be? S? Anybody get a present beginning with S?
Submarine.
Submarine.
Sadness.
Pardon?
Sadness.
Sadness? No, I'm thinking of a present. Santa's present. Is that what you meant? Santa's present. No, that's a good guess. Anyone get, you know when you get to my age, you know what you get beginning with S? Socks. Anybody get socks? Did he say, look at the hands going up. All the middle-aged men. Okay. Socks. Okay. S. Anybody else think of something beginning with S? Yeah. Stockings. You put your presents, into your stockings. Well, it's not it. N. What about N? Anybody get a present beginning with N? You forgot. N. That's a harder one, isn't it? Or what about O? Anybody get an octopus? You talked about a submarine. Did anybody get an octopus? No. What is... Anybody think of something beginning with O?
Octonauts.
That's a good guess. That's called lateral thinking. Octonauts, yes. Or what could O stand for? What about D? Diamond ring.
Doll.
Dinosaur. Dog. Ooh, a dog. Do you want a dog?
Tog.
A what?
A tog.
Okay. Could have been someone got a diamond ring. Okay. Sometimes people get rings. G for?
Jellyfish.
G for jellyfish. More spelling needed. Okay. G for gold. Anybody get a gold necklace or a gold bracelet? Or anything else beginning with G? No? Have we done them all? D-O-S, silver, gold. Octopus, diamonds, DVD. Anybody got a DVD? Yeah, what'd you get?
Star Wars
DVD. Great.
Inside Out DVD.
Inside Out DVD. An Angry Birds DVD thing.
Paddington
DVD. Okay, yeah.
Everything Was Awesome.
Everything Was Awesome DVD. Okay. I'm getting, yeah. Aversity. Monsterversity DVD. Monster University DVD. Yeah, okay. You're moving outside my comfort zones with these ones, all right? So, we have a box that's wrapped up. Anyone like to cut and see what's inside? Here's a pair of scissors. Who'd like to come? I'll give you. Go ahead. We'll see. We'll just cut one bit and we'll see what it says. Okay. Thank you. So we've cut the string and it's actually not got anything inside, okay, because the letters are going to spell something, okay? Because we're thinking about gifts and we're thinking about presents, okay? You're ahead of me, aren't you? And today when we think about the birth of Jesus, we don't just think about the fact that a baby was born. We think about who the baby was. And you're all ahead of me now, aren't you? It's going to say God's Son. Isn't that right? Because we think about the gifts, and usually today we think as well about the wise men coming with their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But the gift that's most important of all today is the gift of God's Son. Who is? Jesus Christ, God's Son. And he came into the world, and we remember him coming into the world at this time of year. And he is God's gift to us. You see those presents you've got today? Yes? Do you think you'll want them this time next year? Maybe, probably not. You'll be looking for new presents next year. Yes? But you see the gift of God's Son. You never grow out of it. You never say, can I have something else? Because when you find Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, he is the greatest gift of all. He's also, you've mentioned your tablet. Think of some of your presents. If you gather all your presents together and the money that it cost to buy those presents, Jesus is worth more than all your presents put together. God's Son. Okay, boys? God's Son. We're thinking about the fact that he's worth more. And also, all the presents we get in this world, one day we leave them all behind, but Jesus is the only present that keeps going forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. He's more valuable than everything else put together, God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's the most amazing thing of all. When Jesus came and was born in Bethlehem, it was only the start. He came to do a job. Now, anybody know what job he came to do? What was the job he came to do?
Make wood.
He came to make wood. He was a carpenter. You're right. But he did more than that. Yeah. He came to die on the cross. That was the biggest job of all that he came to do. To pay for your sins and for my sins. His being born in Bethlehem is kind of a stop on the journey, but it's not the end of the journey. It's a wee thing along the way. But the death on the cross was the point of it all. And when he died on the cross, he died so that you and I could be right with God. So he came to make us right with God, God's Son. It had to be him because we're so messed up and the world is so sinful. We need somebody as big as God's Son to do it for us. But you've got to believe on him, and you've got to ask him to make you right with God and believe in what he did for you on the cross. Nearly finished. There was once a man who went to a charity, and the charity was the Red Cross. They had got bandages, they had got medicines, and he went, and some of his friends were in trouble, and he said, I want to buy some bandages, and I want to buy some medicines, please. Can I pay for them? And he put his hand in his pocket and he said, here's the money. And the charity worker said, sorry, you can't buy these things. Man said, you don't understand. He got out his wallet and he said, I've got lots and lots of money. Here's the money. Can I buy these bandages? Can I buy these medicines? My friends are really in trouble. I gave you all the money I have. The charity worker said, no, you can't. You can't buy them. And the man said, well, what do I have to do to get the medicine, to get the bandages? And the charity worker said, all you've got to do is ask. And I'll give them to you. Just ask. And it's the same with Jesus Christ. To be saved, you've just got to ask. You've just got to ask. Say, Lord, can I be saved? Even me? Can I have my sins forgiven? Lord, I thank you. You died on the cross for me. Lord, this is, I don't want to buy it. I don't want to earn it. Just can I have it, Lord? And Jesus came into the world to show us that God's salvation is free. It's free. It's for you and it's for me, for everyone who believes and calls on the name of the Lord. So thank you for listening. But remember, most of all, the gift of Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came to make us right with God. But you've got to ask him. And it's the same for the adults. You've got to turn to him. Otherwise, you cannot be saved. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your goodness, Lord God, to our lives. And we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you that he came to make us right with you. Our Father, we pray that you would help us, Lord God, just to turn to him if we haven't already done that. And to ask him to come into our lives. And if we have, Lord, help us to serve him, to love him, and help us to please him. Father, continue with us in our service, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good. So you can go back to your seats, and we're going to sing. What are we going to sing? Is that what we do now? What do we do now? Am I finished? No, that was it. Yes, that was it. Yep. Robert said just one talk. He's thinking of his turkey. So we're going to close then with our closing carol, which is, O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. Thank you. Just before I close the service, I trust you have had a very joyous Christmas so far, and I trust that the new year will be to you all a very blessed year under the mercy of God. And I just want to take this opportunity as the convener of the vacancy just to thank you for helping me as convener of the vacancy over the past year, and just to thank you for the congregation that you are. And I do sincerely wish you a very happy Christmas, and I trust that God's presence will be with you in the year that lies ahead. So let's come to God and let's close our meeting in prayer. Father, as we just close our service in prayer, we just want to just stop for a moment and remember people who maybe, Lord God, wouldn't be able to come to a service like this for one reason or another. We pray, Father, for the armed forces today, and we think of people in the soldiers, sailors, airmen. And we think, Father, of chaplains conducting Christmas services, and we pray you'll just use them and bless them as they do so today. We think of persecuted Christians, Lord, and we pray for folk in places like Syria, where we know that Christianity is in danger of being wiped out. And we pray, Father, for your people in that place, that you would remember them, Lord God, and protect them and meet their every need. We think of missionaries today, Lord, and we pray for them. We know, Lord, many of them not meeting the way we do. They'll not be eating turkey today. They'll not be having crackers. They'll certainly not be seeing friends and family. But we pray, Father, that in the places that they serve, they might have encouragement and that they might know, Lord God, you with them. We pray, Father, for the sick and for the bereaved also today. We think especially of people who are in hospital or in nursing or residential homes. And we pray, Father, that you will draw alongside them and, Father, bring comfort and consolation to them, even through the Christian and Christmas message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father, for those who are grieving today and who are so aware of a loved one not with them at their family meal, Lord, may they find comfort and know, Lord God, that you are with them, the God who heals the broken heart. And Father, we pray for this congregation, and we just ask, Lord God, as they look into this new year, we pray, Father, you will lead and guide them to the new minister of your choice. And Father, we pray, Lord God, that they might be richly blessed and unified for this year that lies ahead. And Father, as a body, they might go forward with you, and Father, following your call to them. And now, Father, we ask that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would rest and abide with each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen.